Hello, 42 members, and welcome along to Croke Park. I'm Fintan O'Toole, joined by Declan Bogue. The 2023 All-Ireland Senior Football Final is just over, and Dublin are back at the summit of Gaelic football. 115-113 winners over Kerry. Late points by Paul Mannion, and Dean Rock gets them over the line by 2 points. James McCarthy lifts Sam. Himself, Stephen Cluxton, and Michael Fitzsimons win their ninth medal. And for the first time in 3 years, Dublin are champions again, Declan.
And you'd have to say, Fintan, it's deserved. It was a strange game, and for long parts of it we thought that we were watching something of maybe an Ulster team out there. I don't know what to say other than Kerry in the third quarter were the team that were looking like they would make a real big push for home, and they had substitutes that were going to come on, but you know, the predictable subs that we knew Dublin would use made a huge difference. Kerry tired, even though they had won, or they had sort of owned that championship quarter. From then on, after Kerry had stretched it out to 111-108, Dublin just completely took over. They scored what I'm looking at it here now, and they scored the last six. They outscored them by 6-2 from the 52nd minute on. What can you say? Kerry kind of tired around the middle. I don't think that either team were kind of caught out in any tactical sense or anything like that. I just think it came down to execution. And we don't want to be cruel in any way, because the man has lit up the summer under the most intensely trying personal circumstances. But I don't know if we're going to see David Clifford ever have a game like that again. I mean, four wides, one drop short. It was just astonishing, like, you know, how little he got out of that game.
And I suppose, Declan, maybe I think the stat from the Tyrone quarterfinal was a one shot. 1 point from nine, but like, they were getting scores from elsewhere. The key thing today was that they needed him to get those scores. As you said, maybe unfair to be kind of focusing on one player, but he is the player of the summer. He is the guy that has dominated and lit it up. And take you back to like that sequence of injury time, 114-113. He got Kieran McFitzsimons at the Cusack stand side. You'd have put your money on him to put it over, wouldn't you?
Well, that's it. I mean, he got inside for that, and he was going to go even for the Rasper before that. Like, it just didn't happen for him. Like, he had a couple of times where actually at one stage he took Michael Fitzsimons and James McCarthy completely out of it by just a swivel of the hips, got inside, kicked it wide. It was, look, you know, Sean O'Shea, he was carrying the fight big time, like, you know, but outside of that there was just a disappointing return from the rest of them. But you know, we could talk about Kerry as long as you want. At the end of the day, Dublin, they were just a bit more clinical in everything they'd done. You know, they did have their wides, don't get me wrong, but I suppose if you're looking at McCarthy, you have to look at maybe Dean Rock, someone like that. What a way. And obviously, like, you know, there will be the belief that someone like Dean Rock will retire now, but to kick a free as the last score in the All-Ireland final into Hill 16, like, what a way to go out.
Yeah, I suppose as well, the team all summer, Declan, has been, the gang is all back together for one last goal for Dublin. And when it came down to it, it was one of those players, Paul Mannion, 5 points, four from play, in a pretty kind of a tight, tense, low-scoring game for long stretches. To me, it felt like that kind of injection of scoring burst that he gave them on the biggest day. That's why he was coaxed back about last September, and he really made it tell on the biggest day.
But people have said that he has lost some kind of pace a wee bit, just that tiny bit of a yard. Maybe he has, but by God, experience makes up for it, because his movement, his strength under a ball, like, is unbelievable. But you can talk about, he also had a couple of wides in the second half. Having said that, Stephen Cluxton coming up and kicking a free and kicking a 45, like, that'll probably not be really noticed, because that's expected of goalkeepers now. I had seen before that some of the previous opposition that played, I think it was Davy Burke, had said that Cluxton's range wasn't what it used to be, that he can't hit the big boom and kick out. But by God, I didn't see it today, like, that he had lost any of his distance. Like, and at his age, to be making big plays like that in an All-Ireland final, we'll never see that again. It's impossible to see that again.
I felt Dublin maybe weathered the storms a little bit better, having maybe set the tone in the second quarter. They then were hit with a sucker punch before half time with that Paul Ganey goal, and then early in the second half, Kerry made a bit of a burst. Paddy Clifford gets the scoring, and then even after the Paddy Small goal, Kerry actually hit 3 points in a row. It just felt to me, the more the game went on, Dublin were the team that they were going to find a way, they were going to find different guys to pop up with scores. fine margins, maybe a bit similar to the 2015 final in that respect, you know. They just maybe just had that little bit of a better range.
Yeah, look, Paddy Small popped up with a really critical one there, you know, on 67 minutes to get back the lead, like after Kerry had equalised there with that, after Killian Spallana came on, and for his first touch, really, he kicked the equaliser, and he was looking kind of dangerous. Sent Clifford away too for another weekend and nibble at the goal. But, like, you know, you have to look at what the impact was made of someone like Jack McCaffrey getting fouled for Mannion's free towards the end. You know, they just figured it out. As the game wore on, they just kept figuring out all the different puzzles that Kerry had set for them. And, you know, by and large, they had the first half wrapped up too before that, you know, that absolute genius pass from Clifford that set Paul Geaney away for his goal. Dublin just, they were just that sharper, just cuter. They just were problem solving throughout in real time. It was unbelievable to watch, really. And I mean, you know, some of the narrative was about Kerry, that they might just have the legs, like a 24-year-old running against, you know, lads who are 30, 31, 32, 33, in some cases then, you know, Mike Fitzsimmons at 35. But it didn't show. Like, it didn't. It wasn't the cause. It was nothing to do with it whatsoever.
Yeah, it's worth making that point about Fitzsimmons, that, say, some of Clifford's wides, he was forced into really difficult positions to shoot. There's one that springs to mind to me right in front of the Cusick stand, or Hogan stand side, sorry, here. Clifford absolutely careered the ball just wide on the far side, but Fitzsimmons had pushed him out and out and out, and it was absolutely kind of a superb defensive showing from him. This one is going to hurt for Kerry, though. I think this is a little bit similar, to draw parallels to 2011 in, you know, they'll think back to little moments, I think, in this game. Gainey does score one goal, very unlucky not to get one before that. Brian Howard cleared off the line the first half. The concession of the Dublin goal is a bit of a killer, the way they were coming out with the ball out of the defence. Gavin White, I think, was intercepted by Baskell, and then even, I think it was Paul Murphy, got back on Paddy Small's shot and deflected it in. And then obviously, you know, the different kind of misses, you know, the ones that Clifford had. This, just, we're here in the upper Hogan stand, looking down at the pitch. It's a long way to kind of read the body language of players, but, like, even though they won it 12 months ago and these players have their medal, it looks like they're in a world of pain down there.
Well, I you know, this is a sort of a cerebral point to make. I just feel that if Kerry had have won this All-Ireland, it would have nearly counted for three All-Irelands in the public imagination. It also would have slightly wiped away the wee bit of the allure of the six in a row. I think that this, the six in a row team, of which, you know, there are remnants of that, it franks everything that went before. It gives Desi Farrell an unbelievable boost in his reputation as Dublin manager. It will hurt for Jack O'Connor. Like, this will be an unbelievable one to have lost this way, in this fashion.
Because, yeah, there is an element that he was there obviously in 2011, and this group of players were there in 2019, and they obviously beat Dublin last year in the semi-final. But I mean, that's final defeats to Dublin now every four-year intervals: 11, 15, 19 after replay, and now 23.
Yeah, good stat. But yeah, like, I mean, it's just a reputational thing. Like, you know, Kerry had won this, the next shot would have been three in a row. Kerry are going for another three in a row. Now they'll be really insecure about themselves, and you know, they'll spend the winter wondering what on earth happened here, and they'll be going high balls out again for next year. You know, that's a fairly simplistic thing to say, but like, they will use this. They will have to use it, because I you know, could you see as many Dublin players returning? Can you see Stephen Cluxton at the age of 42? Can you see James McCarthy hunting out a 10th All-Ireland medal? I don't know, you know, there'll be a lot of convincing done over the winter to see if something like that can happen.
Yeah, I suppose there's going to be that as regards kind of where they will go from here. There's going to be that with Kerry as well, though. And like, if we look at, there was a big discussion before the game about different players, would they start or not. Stephen O'Brien was named to start, and he did. Kieran Kilkenny came in for Dublin. I maybe felt Dublin got that little bit more energy off their bench, maybe that little strength hold. We're looking at who came on here: Jack McCaffrey, Cian Murphy, Niall Scully, Sean McMahon, and Dean Rock. Rock scored that point, McCaffrey injected a little bit. Okay, Killian Splann did score an absolutely superb point for Kerry, but perhaps the misgivings about the strength of the Kerry bench. I mean, we saw in the semi-final the absolute incredible impact that O'Brien had in shaping that victory over Derry. They didn't get that kind of same bounce off the bench in the last quarter, and guys like Sean O'Shea, Paulie Clifford, Paul Gainey as well, in fairness, had kind of emptied themselves. Maybe there wasn't that bounce. In a way, I felt Dublin just had that extra push, and I suppose the scoring side of 7 points to 2 that they won the last quarter maybe bears that out.
Well, you know, there's no, we're not breaking any new ground analysis to say that. Like, we'd all said that coming in, that the Dublin bench was the game changer. Like, and it, I mean, I think it was Malachy Clerton came up with a stat about in some of the previous finals where Kevin McManaman, Dermot Connolly, all these different people are rolled off the benches. It's not where it used to be. It doesn't need to be. It doesn't actually need to be that much. I think that the standard overall has just retreated a wee bit. Like, but Kerry's lack of options for a partner inside, okay, Paul Gainey, certainly he's got a decent record in All-Ireland finals, but you're going to have to, you know, Jack O'Connor's going to have to do a big job of work to try and convince him to get another 12 months. I suppose nowadays you're only looking at 6-7 months really, full commitment like that. But the Dublin bench is everything. It was an interesting line that Conor O'Rourke had last week about Meath and the impact that they had. He says, you just really, nowadays you're looking at a team to finish the game and you're working back from that point. And again, that's fairly obvious, but probably underrated.
I'll throw one at you, man of the match. I'm thinking maybe Paul Mannion just over Brian Howard, and footballer of the year, I'm still probably thinking David Clifford. Would you challenge any of those verdicts?
Yeah, no, I would have to say Mannion really stood up to that. Like, I mean, he just had an enormous day. But at the same time, Jason Foley, you know, and him, it was a brilliant battle. Like, at times, you know, they were both, you know, he wasn't getting to every ball, and there was a couple of times he was dispossessed, and in the first half alone, he started thumping the ground because he didn't think he was getting the decisions. He's just a remarkable balance, remarkable strength, like, you know, kicking power, and like the injury that he had for Kilmacud, like, was just, it was a horrendous thing to try and get over, that leg injury. But yeah, possibly David Clifford. I don't know. Now it sort of opens it up. He's definitely going to be in the shortlist, and after that, then do two Dublin players get into the shortlist?
Like, I suppose before today, and I know this is very kind of short-termism, we're speaking immediately after the game, but like, McCarthy was one of the main guys in the Dublin reckoning. Didn't seem as prominent to me, don't get me wrong, he was at a terrific year, an amazing leader of that team, maybe not as prominent. And that happens, doesn't it? The front runners going into a final, suddenly it maybe doesn't go as well for him on the biggest day, and conditions were quite difficult out there.
Well, it was a game for just, it was absolute grit needed in that too. Like, you know, James was very lucky in a couple of challenges that he put in that he wasn't into the referee's notebook earlier. But look, you can't take it away from the season that he has had. Like, you know, same as David Clifford. Like, you know, I don't know who's going to make the shortlist at this stage. Can you possibly even look at the semi-finalists now, given that the final was a scrappy game and that so many sort of front runners sort of dip below their normal 8.5/9 out of 10 performance levels? Like, maybe you're looking at a semi-finalist to come forward and put their name up that way. Yeah, at the end of the day, thankfully, the footballers themselves picked the footballer of the year, so no All-Star selectors are harmed in that process.
Just a final word, Declan, maybe on Dublin. We spent the guts of the last decade giving them a huge amount of tributes. They've lost the last two semi-finals. They've come back this year. A lot of doubts about the decision-making, maybe to bring back some of the kind of the older stars. That has been clearly vindicated by Desi Farrell and his management team now, given what's happened here today. They've come through difficult examinations. You think of days like when they drew against Roscommon, some of the games in the league when they were kind of trying to get through Division 2, and we reached a familiar side at the end of it all, of another football championship, Dublin back on the summit.
Yeah, I mean, like that day that Monaghan relegated Dublin, people were writing obituaries for that team completely, and they're just saying, well, they're no longer the same team.
That's only 15 months ago.
Yeah, Jack McCarron's famous score in the end that did it. And, like, you know, playing in their football in Division 2, okay, there were a couple of real scutching matches, but then going up to Celtic Park and getting beat by Derry that evening, it live on TV on a Saturday night, there were so many people that just said, well, that's the end of Dublin. Like, at the end of the day, these people that they were bringing back were absolute greats of the game. It wasn't that you were bringing back a knackered centre half back, you know, that had nothing left to give. Like, the condition these people are in, you know, you're looking at Jack McCaffrey. Jack, come on. You've got six big runs in you, and that's going to probably land you at least three points in some description, whether it be fouled or, you know, you've got to applaud their faith and experience. And I think you'll see a lot of teams now, you know, Monaghan are at that stage too, where they're looking at that and saying, we need to hold on to these people longer and longer. There's not that many 20, 21 year olds playing. So, you know, maybe the age profile is changing anyway. We're all told that it's a young man's game, but it's not really this evening.
Declan, thanks a million as always for your contribution. That's all from us here in Croke Park, 42 members. Make sure to check out the site later. Myself and Declan will have loads of reaction, analysis and comment from this game. But for now, we're going to bid farewell from Croke Park. Dublin, All-Ireland Senior Football Champions again, 115 to Kerry's 113. Thanks for joining us.